Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, we've been talking all morning so far. We're an hour deep already about the Lakers job and LeBron coaching job and LeBron James and taking your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Is the Lakers job a good job? You can hit us up at Key, Jay, and Max. Guys, listen to LeBron James. Key, Jay, listen to LeBron James' exit interview. Check out this part.
The front office is going to do whatever it takes to help this ball club become a better ball club from top to bottom. They ask me my opinion, I give my opinion, but at the end of the day, they're going to make the decision that they feel is best for the franchise. You know, I'm not going to sit here and make decisions for the front office and things of that nature, but you know, I love being a teammate with Russ, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
So we had a caller in the previous hour, the 6 o'clock hour, say, hey, you know who the next coach of the Lakers should be? LeBron James. Now, Key, I'm not trying to take that literally, right? Like, let me tell you what I like about it, what I like about that idea. Uh-huh. It forces LeBron to be accountable for the decisions, let's face it, that he is, if he's not making them, he's highly influential in them, right? I like that idea. It feels to me, Key, like so often LeBron wants to call shots, but publicly doesn't want to be known as a shot caller, right? Why is that? Why do you think that is?
First of all, it's a different era of basketball. And LeBron James is in a different generation than some of the older heads, which would be, you know, out front Magic Johnson a long time ago in the 80s when he said, you know, me or him and to Dr. Buss, and Dr. Buss chose Magic Johnson. LeBron James just wants to play basketball, not push anybody over, nothing like that. And you can't blame him for it, though, right? We all know that he has heavy influence on the makeup of a roster. It's been that way his entire career, and there's nothing wrong with that. He just doesn't, you know,
what's
when you have
deal,
to make
Key?
Some tough decisions
yeah.
to get rid of people, it's harder than making that tough decision to go get them.
But what's the big deal? Like, if we all know he's calling the shots, why is it like he wants to project this thing where he doesn't call the shots, but no one buys it, right? Everyone thinks he does.
But you don't – I mean, no one buys it, right? But – think about it, though, Max. If you got rid of somebody, they got families, they got, you know, you just don't want to, you want to stay away from that. You kind of want to just stay away from it, you know?
But see, Keith, this is one of the things, you know, when you think about the greats that have came before him. Yes, let's use Kobe Bryant, who was a great in the Laker uniform. One of the things that I think people look at LeBron and when they hear him talk that way, they recognize that, okay, like he's being politically correct, even though we understand he is making moves behind the scenes, but it kind of brings up the past that LeBron doesn't seem to like confrontation at all. There's this uneasiness he has with confrontation, whereas Kobe seemed to be a little bit more direct with stuff about like, ah, this is where it is, blah, blah, blah. Like, say it to you where it's like the passive aggressive. And I'm not saying that's LeBron because LeBron can – he can confront you to a degree, but like with this, like, yeah, he does hold the power, and we all know that. I don't like sometimes when it's like, hey, we're the ones being played for fools. Like, well, you know, I don't really make those decisions.
Yeah.
You know, when.
But that's okay. You know, Kobe came into the game with a certain attitude, and LeBron James came into it with a certain attitude. If LeBron all of a sudden changed to become something different than he is now, you would be looking at him as a complete phony.
Yeah.
At least you do know where he stands with the situation.
No, because I saw LeBron James when LeBron James changed when he went to Miami. Remember he became the villain and he actually embraced it? And I actually think that
did
helped
he change though, Jay? I don't think so.
I do think he changed. I think he took ownership of that Miami Heat team, and I think he found a different side of himself in the Miami Heat uniform that he then brought back to Cleveland. and said, I know who the hell I am now, Dan Gilbert. Get the hell out of the way. I'm going to bring us to a championship. And that transcended his greatness into a different state of mind.
But you also talking about at that time, you're talking about a 24-year-old kid.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I mean, you know, and on top of that, he wasn't running nothing in Miami. That was all being run from upstairs by Pat Riley.
But it gave him the gravitas to come back to Cleveland and say, this is mine.
You know, we talk
I know
about
how we're going to
personalities.
Do it.
We talk about personalities. And let me be naive here for a second, right? I think you can tell some stuff about a guy from the way he plays a game, right? You can see something about his personality. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. Okay, LeBron James always wants to make the right basketball play, right? Kobe Bryant wants to take that last shot. You know why? Because that is the right basketball play in Kobe's mind, no matter what it is. I'm Kobe Bryant, damn it. If I shoot, that's the right basketball play. LeBron has something in him, to me, that's not quite the same. Like, if he does think that's the right basketball play for him to take the shot, he don't want to say it out loud. He's not that he would rather share the ball. You know, there's a different kind of – and by the way, if you ask me who's higher on the all-time list, to me, LeBron by a little bit, right? But he doesn't want to assert himself, it seems to me, in quite the same way that Kobe Bryant was very comfortable with, right? And, that Michael Jordan was very comfortable with. And maybe that extends to these kind of things, too.
Yeah, and that's okay, though, Max. A guy like LeBron, okay, we assume, because we know, I guess we know, right, that everything was put together to bring AD from New Orleans to Los Angeles, and they got rid of everybody that was young and their future to bring AD to get a title. That was a LeBron James, and that was a clutch management decision well in the works when Magic Johnson was running the franchise. It didn't happen. It happened right afterwards with Rob Pelinka when Magic stepped down. But they was working together on that. That wasn't an all LeBron decision. Just like LeBron said, he is going to give – the advice to the front office if they asked him for that advice. But in the end, it's not his decision. Because if it was his decision, they would have made the trade for John Wall and moved on with Westbrook and gave up the pick before the trade deadline. They decided not to do that because that was not a LeBron decision.
We got a doozy from Rhode Island, apparently. Walter in Rhode Island. Who should the Lakers' next head coach be?
Hey, Max, Jay, and Key. I just want to say good morning and thank you for waking up early.
Good morning, brother.
My stepdad played for PC for Rick Pitino in 87 when they went to the Final Four. His coach in the CBA was Charlie Rosen from the Patroons.
Yeah, I know
if
Charlie.
They have a chance. They need to call Phil Jackson and wake him up because that's the only dude that will hold LeBron accountable. That's what Max had said. And Key said, is it a good job or is it not? Yes, it's a good job for your ego, but it's not a good job if you want to win a championship. And Jay said confrontational with LeBron.
Phil,
I don't think he's gonna be confrontational with Phil Jackson.
Phil,
Jordan wouldn't have won six without Phil, and Kobe wouldn't have won five without Phil. In my opinion,
you're telling me.
What do you guys think?
I'm gonna tell you what I think right now. You're telling me the coach that referred to LeBron James, Maverick Carter, and Rich Paul as his posse is going to come back and coach one of the greatest players we've ever seen to play the game, understanding that underlying friction, ain't no way in hell ever happen.
By the way, man, even more than that,
Phil, the boat has sailed, Ophelia.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Phil was falling asleep during workouts with the Knicks, by the way. During draft workouts.
I know he worked a lot of pick and roll into his triangle with Kobe and Powell and them, but the fact is, when the game transitioned, when Steph and Dre changed the game, and the game was changing, Phil was not willing to change with it. He wasn't, and he was insisting on an antiquated offense that no longer was as effective as it once was. I mean, like, hey, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
ain't gonna work.
Phil Days is behind him. Good dude at the time he was coaching the Bulls and the Lakers, but I'm good. He gave us our five championships. I'm
five.
Good.
Five. You know, LeBron, quit while you're ahead, right, Key?
LeBron and his posse.
How's
that posse doing?
Posse doing pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, I would say. They've done a pretty good job of establishing themselves in the culture of sports and entertainment. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you got a pretty good posse together there.
Rich Paul's the most powerful agent in the world. And by the way, Maverick Carter and Springhill just took in $750 million from Nike. into their media arm. Okay.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. LeBron's not the only all-time great facing questions about accountability.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. In a 24-hour news cycle, everything feels like news.
Yeah, it's not news at all.
Let's find out what's hot news or not news.
Key, well, you tell me. Is this hot news or is not news?
You're so scary, you're going to throw it to me.
Hot news or not news, hey. Jeremy Fowler with us. What's going on, Jeremy?
What's up, Max? Thanks for having me, man.
You always great to have you. You ready?
You know what? I got my sheet right here.
Sheet.
You got Magma sheet. Hot news right here. I got the list.
Got your cheat sheet, huh?
Giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Packers president Mark Murphy said, and this is a quote, "We think Jordan Love can be a good player, but we haven't seen enough." Is that hot news
or
not news?
Man, this is sneaky hot news. Like, it's not news on the surface because he's not saying anything that we don't know. This is nothing revelatory. But yeah, the fact that they have this guy for 2 years and they just had to sign Aaron Rodgers to 4 more years on a new contract, there's not a lot of hope right now for Jordan Love to get on the field. I just don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know what the plan is. You know, if you put him in this draft, he might be the best quarterback in this draft, even though it seems like people are down on him or the Packers aren't high on him. There's still a lot of talent there. So I'm more curious to see what he's going to, you know, what he's going to be, who can mold him into a quarterback, where is Green Bay the right place for that? Like, you know, he's got 2 more years left on a rookie deal. Aaron's still going to be there. Like, you can't really extend him. I mean, I guess you could. There are a lot of questions here. And the fact that the president has to say this, we haven't seen enough. Usually, you know, if you have like a top shelf guy, then you would maybe hint at a little more strength and support around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot news for me for sure, because they went out and drafted this kid, moved up to get him. And like Jeremy said, first thing you're going to say is if it's asked, hey, what type of quarterback you think he's going to be? You're going to be like, oh, my God, he's made some throws in practice. That's amazing. I can't wait to see him and his opportunity to take the field. I think he's going to be really good in this league for sure. It was more like, I think we...
Here, Aaron, take all the money in the world. Here, Aaron, please don't go. Please, please.
At least they're admitting that he's not going to be the quarterback of the future.
This is not news, but they're trying to make it hot news because you know why? It's easy, guys. They're trying to raise the value of Jordan Love. They're trying to find some way to get somebody enticed so they can get some kind of draft collateral for him or something in return.
This doesn't seem like he's selling it very hard, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jay, he ain't selling it.
News, Jeremy. I hate to say to go against you, but it's not news because of exactly what Key said. Like, guys, we haven't heard anything. There was Patrick Mahomes buzz. Oh, my God, he's going to light the world on fire. Yeah. There's Trey Lance buzz. Hey, he's done some things in practice. Not Patrick Mahomes, but, like, he might be really, really good. And then there's Jordan Love. No buzz. There's no buzz about him at all. Out of anyone around that area that he's going to be really good at, this seems to me to be what Jay said. They're trying to inflate the stock. Ravens signed Calais Campbell to a 2-year deal. Hot news or not news, Jeremy?
I'm going to go not news. He was largely expected to return there. They knew he wanted to keep playing. You know, this guy still at age, 35, he was built to play defensive end in the NFL, just, you know, 6'8". Like, they feel like they can manage his snaps in Baltimore and sort of get him through the season despite the age. So This is largely the expected outcome. That's why it's not news.
Yeah, it's not news at all, although the Ravens did get a 35-year-old defensive end back that they thought could potentially retire. Not a lot of big money there. He'll, like Jeremy said, they'll manage his snaps, so it's not news.
Jeremy, question for you. Can Baltimore stay healthy this year?
Yes, just because you would think it would turn around after you have a year like they had. You're not going to have that 2 years in a row. We saw San Francisco, Philadelphia. They've been teams in the past that just got ravaged by injuries that deflated their whole season. The next year, they seem to be okay. I think it's a little cyclical, so that, you know, it can't get much worse. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, they had no defensive backs at the end of the year. I think they'll be slightly healthier, yeah.
Gronk says he'll only play with the Bucs if he returns. Is that hot news or not news, Jeremy?
It's not news. We're not so hot this morning, man. This is not news. I mean, it was like the Bucs have budgeted for months to have Gronk back. Like, they're largely expecting it. They want him back. He wants to be back there. You know, I don't want to put words in his mouth. I assume that maybe he's letting this sit for a couple months because, hey, you don't have to show up and work out, and maybe you can get you can get that money up a little bit. He played for $8 million last year. I don't think he wants to take a pay cut. So this is playing out exactly how it should.
Not news at all. We can move on.
Yeah, not news. Like I said yesterday, like that's Tom Brady's binky, right? Like, there's something about having him around just makes the game easier when you have a target that you know you can rely upon each and every day.
For sure.
Aaron Donald says he's getting better with age. If you saw that workout video, that's nothing a 300-pound human should be able to do. Hey, remember when I said about the Martian death beam pointed at Earth? What athlete? You might want to take him to Aaron Donald before you take him to any golfer. Anyway, hot news or not news about Aaron Donald getting faster, better with age, Jeremy?
Oh, man, this is not news. Like, this is what we know. There are certainties in life, right? Like, I'm going to show up looking fresh to death when I come, you know, to KJ and Dub, right? It's the same thing with Aaron Donald. He's going to show up and be the best player on earth. Like, it just is what it is.
Got the pocket square and everything.
Right.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, not news. He's still young. I don't know, better with age. It's not like he's 38 years old.
Yeah, not news to me. Move on.
I think it's news only because of that workout video. Key, you know me. I'll take the cheese. Boy, that was – I could not believe what I was seeing. He goes through those drills like it's in fast forward. He's 300 pounds. He just won the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl in consecutive games with plays at the end. This guy's incredible.
It's hot news now. You changed my
mind.
Yeah,
I just – Aaron Donald, man, can't get enough. Lovie Smith says he's a believer in Davis Mills. Hot news or not news?
Jared? Not news. Mm. Not news. I mean, well, this was sort of – like, the dominoes have been falling this way. They could draft a quarterback, but they don't even really have a good backup right now. Like, they could have signed Teddy Bridgewater. They could have brought Tyrod Taylor back. They like this guy. Total rebuild. I mean, they got hardly anybody under contract. They re-signed Brandon Cooks. Like, the whole roster is mid-level $2 million guys. Like there's just – this is going to be a three-year project, so they're going to let Davis Mills kind of ride with them and see where he goes.
Yeah, this is not news. Davis Mills was drafted in the second round a year ago to be the guy. I think they're giving him his opportunity. There's nothing in the draft. They don't have a whole lot to deal with on the roster. So why not say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I don't think it's news, but I like his talent.
Me too.
Like, when I watch him play, I'm like, man, this kid has some grit. Like, he sticks in the pocket. He makes some tough throws. Yeah. I like what I've seen thus far.
Key, let me ask you. Like, Davis Mills to me looks like – I won't say that this is hot news, but he's kind of sneaky good for a young – I don't know. I like him. What do you think, Key?
Yeah, he's a solid young quarterback. He was a lot of teams had him with a first-round grade. He slid into the second round, but – that doesn't mean anything. He may have a long-term future in the National Football League. When he came in for Tyrod Taylor a year ago, he looked like he belonged in the NFL.
He's no Mitch Trubisky, though, right, Key?
John Harbaugh said on the Rich Eisen show, and this is a quote, when Lamar Jackson's ready to do a contract extension, it'll become a priority for him. Then he added, it's got to be a priority for both sides. Is that hot news or not news?
This is hot. This is hot. This is just because of the implications here. Like, if they don't get a deal done by the season, then we're talking he's on the last year of his contract. This money has gotten to the NBA supermax realm with the quarterback. So $45, $50 million, whatever it is, Deshaun Watson deal, that's his market, right? And I don't know that Baltimore wants to write that check. You got to put that money in escrow year one. You got a $200-whatever million. It's a huge check an owner has to write. At that point, I just don't know. Do you franchise tag him? trade him? Do you franchise tag him twice, make him play it out to get to free agency? Which, you know, I don't
franchise
know.
Franchise tag him twice, what, it gonna be $75 million a year?
That's not enough. That's not enough. So no quarterback's going to want to take that. Like this, I just feel like this is getting to a boiling point here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it's hot news, but I'm not quite there, Jeremy, at the boiling point. Yeah. Remember, we are in the month of April. Football actually does not start officially until September 8th. So he's not going to miss any time. But if I was Lamar, don't even ask me to take a snap doing any OTAs, mini camps, training camps, or anything until we get a deal done.
Yeah, it's hot news. And I look, it's amazing that this kid has bet on himself and now he's at this point. I think he should continue to do it.
Yeah, the money keeps going up.
Continue to do it.
I think it's
hot
news.
Man, you better sign that contract.
I'm just kidding. If it keeps going up, though, continue to do it. I mean, why not? Plus, you're not sure, does he really want to be there?
I think it's hot.
You think so, but you don't know.
I think it's hot news, but Jay, I'm with you most of the way there. It's not like way. Like, and this is what I mean. You're right to identify the fact that everyone has a lot of advice for Lamar Jackson. Right. Lamar's done it his way, and he has just made himself just by waiting. Oh, you should sign now for $35 million, $40 million. Yeah, I sound like he imitating the media now, but yeah. He's made himself at least an extra $50 million. $50 million, right? Just by waiting. The reason I said I'm most of the way there with you, Jay, I'm not going to give him any advice about now he should sign because so far he seems to have a much better handle on it than anyone else, right? Like, why are we giving this dude advice? Yeah. He's just made himself $50 million more than any of us would have made ourselves. Good for him. Right. He'll sign when he's ready.
Who else is so it's Lamar, Kyler, Jeremy, and who else?
I mean, then you got Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert.
Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson. So they all are going to fall in those dominoes, 1-2-3, 2-3-1. They're all going to be within that same Deshaun Watson kind of stratosphere, I would think.
But do you think, Jeremy, that because Deshaun – was moving teams. Like, no quarterback that good in his prime had ever switched teams in history, as far as I am aware, right? That I can think of. So now the Browns have to say, okay, here's the $230 million, all guaranteed. Here, you know, we'll put it in escrow right now, that kind of stuff. That's not the case with Lamar. He's already on the team. Joe Burrow's already on his team. Justin Herbert's already on their team. So do their guaranteed contracts, are they going to rise to the Deshaun Watson level, or will they come in underneath because they don't need to incentivize the guy to sign it the way – you know, there was a bidding war for Deshaun.
Well, possibly,
it's like he's a free agent almost.
Right, possibly. But I don't know the Ravens will want to do that. They traditionally haven't done that. They actually have stronger guarantees in their contracts than a lot of other teams, but not 100%. And that's why when Deshaun Watson did this deal, there were some owners at the owners' meetings a couple weeks ago that weren't overly happy about it because they know that this is changing and they're going to have to address it. And that's where it's going to give, right? If Lamar draws a hard line that he wants that deal, they're going to have a problem. And look, Deshaun Watson, for as great as Lamar is, Deshaun Watson's largely considered a top five quarterback when he's on the field. Take the off-field stuff out of it. Some people around the league don't see Lamar in that same light, despite the MVP. They see him probably more in that 8-10 range in the quarterback pantheon. Does that pay the same? Do you pay $46 million for that? That's the question.
Yeah, and remember what I told you, Max, when we talked about these owners and that money? If you ain't got that $230 million to give it to escrow today?
How about the Ravens, Key? How about the Ravens ownership group?
Bashotti has it, but does he want to do it? Yeah.
So is Bashotti, you talked a lot about not only how liquid they are, right, but their intentions and how comfortable they are with it. And you say Bashotti is a guy, Key explained this a couple weeks, like last week, how different owners, depending on how liquid they are and how rich they are, frankly, and how many partners they have the ability to put all the money in escrow or not, right? Bashotti, you're saying Key has that money, but his temperament may not be such that he wants to do that. Is that
traditionally, it? Traditionally, Jeremy knows the Baltimore Ravens don't have a problem paying players. They pay players. Yeah. They have no issue of giving guys money. But when you start talking about $240 million check, I mean, like, come on, man. That's just, you know, that's a lot of cash that you have to have ready and available for you. Mm. On top of all the other players' guaranteed money that you got to have checks ready to go.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. $240 million check. Man.
Put that in escrow. Wow.
Good problem to have, right? Should I write it or not?
Look at Max. Hey. Max loves that when you start talking money.
Yeah, he loves it 2 years
ago.
Yep.
Key. Hell yeah. And in that way, I'm different than everyone else, right, Jay?
No, you're not different at all.
I'm the one. You can write that, Jay. Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy Fowler, as always. Key mentioned a bunch of other quarterbacks who could get paid. Let's get into that. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. We've been asking all day, is the Lakers' job a good job or not? Key says yes, Jay says no. I say it could be. It's not at the moment. At Key, Jay, and Max, you can hit us up on Twitter or call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to get back to that in 10 minutes from now. Meantime, we talked about, Key, you threw out a lot of quarterback names, right? Because we're talking about the top of the market, Lamar Jackson, looking at Deshaun Watson's contract. And I assume when Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow time comes, they're going to get paid at the top of the market.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about the three or four guys that are within this kind of nine-month window.
Okay, so Derek Carr. Let's start right there. Derek Carr is a guy like that. What do you think about him and where his contract comes in?
I think his deal will probably come in somewhere slightly better than Matthew Stafford's deal that he just signed in his extension. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe it was around $40 million on an average.
Why better than Stafford?
Well, yeah, because he's going next man up.
Don't you think there's some clout there? Obviously, just coming off winning a Super Bowl and what that means to the franchise. And I like Derek Carr a lot, but wouldn't you have to factor that in? Wouldn't he be slightly just behind Matthew Stafford?
And talent wise, I would say a little bit too.
I think talent wise he's on par. This is the first time that Carr will have a top-flight receiver in Devontae Adams since the departure of Amari Cooper. I mean, Waller, the tight end, has been there, but he's in a different situation in a different system now. His true talents might come out. I just think that, plus or minus, right? It's going to be it's going to move to the left or to the right slightly. I don't think it's going to be eye-popping. That's just the marketplace of where it's at.
But, when you talk about – look, maybe as an overall quarterback, you can argue it's on par, Carr and Stafford. But I just mean, when you just said eye-popping, Stafford sometimes spins that thing, and to me it's eye-popping.
But
right?
Who,
he's got a little –
Carr, if you're really watching Carr, Carr's spinning too now.
Exactly. Yeah, he does.
But
he looks
Max,
good.
Who he's spinning it to matters, right? We always knew that in Detroit, he had an arm. But watching him throw the Cooper Cup – watching him throw to OBJ,
Derek Carr got it now.
Make a difference. Yeah, he has it now.
He has it now.
Now he got a top flight receiver in Devontae Adams, and we'll see what he looks like. We'll see if he changes your eyeball taste.
Right. What about meantime, and Derek Carr showed a lot of leadership on and off the field this year, right?
Great.
And franchises feel good about paying that guy. What about Kyler Murray? He has eye-popping talent overall to me. When I talk about the Martian death beam and the greatest earthling athlete, after LeBron James, Kyler Murray might be what can't this guy do? And he's little and can do it all. But he has shown not just immaturity. Guys, we had an offensive lineman of his on this show talking about his immaturity. Come on, while he's blocking for him. That means that's a real thing. What about Kyler Murray, Key?
Max, yes. There's reports out there that he had has had some immaturity issues, but it doesn't mean that you're going to dock him his pay on the negative side because he didn't fall in line. I think his numbers will fall in that Josh Allen realm, right? He'll get what he's supposed to get. There's no need to do his deal right now. And again, you got till September to try to get a deal done before the season starts.
But Key, you talk about Keyshawn Johnson's the owner of the team. He's the owner of the Arizona Cardinals. And already you have some misgivings because you don't like the itty bitty guys, right?
But I didn't draft him, they did.
But you know what, Key? You just bought the team, so now you got him. Right? Okay. So now you got Kyler Murray. My point is, when there are things that are glaring about a guy that you were like, well, it's not ideal for me, you kind of have less leeway for some of the other stuff. So Keyshawn Johnson, owner of the Arizona Cardinals, you have an incredibly talented but short quarterback who seems to wear down during the season, and now he's pulling these kind of stunts, behind the scenes. Do you pay that guy?
Yeah, I do, because I knew he wasn't going to get taller when I drafted him. So the size, that goes out the window. In terms of his maturity and growth, he's going to grow with age. All, you know, some people that are young, that are veteran quarterbacks now, they were immature. We just didn't know. Mm. We didn't know how they – think about it. Ben Roethlisberger going into the Hall of Fame, when he was young, he was immature. He did a lot of stupid things, but it didn't hurt his money. It didn't hurt him going to win Super Bowls. So you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Kyler Murray did what anybody would do that felt disrespected. He put the organization on notice by scrubbing his social media clean of all Arizona Cardinal things. And I don't fault him for that. I wish he'd have done it a different way, but that's on him to handle it the way he felt was best to handle it, Jay.
Yeah, Key, I'm with you. I knew that Kyler Murray is going to get his money after they extended Cliff Kingsbury, right? When that happened, like, those two are aligned at the hip. And they've shown, even though they've collapsed, even though they've collapsed towards the end of the season, multiple years, they have gotten better each year that these this tandem has been there.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, I think he should get his money, but I am also worried, Key, about the size and the frame and about him being available down the stretch due to his size.
Yeah, but Jay,
I'm not saying that's going to hinder. He's going to get his money.
Yeah, but I'm just drafted saying, like, him. You, like I said, he wasn't getting bigger overnight.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying he's going to get his money. I'm saying how I personally feel.
No, I feel the same way you feel.
I feel worried about him now.
I feel the same way you feel durability-wise.
A lot
but Max
of money
put
for
me,
somebody you're not sure
Max,
about being
Max put me in the G650 flying from Arizona to Oklahoma to sit down and have a conversation with him. And in the midst of that conversation, I realized I drafted him. So I drafted him for the long haul. I didn't draft him for 4 years.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying. You had a plan originally. So
yes.
Just because a few road bumps, that doesn't mean you deviate from your long-term plan. That makes sense to me. I think the added element for me, two things. One, we have now witnessed in consecutive seasons the man wear down because it is, those old commercials, you wouldn't make it in professional football. He's a little guy playing a game of giants.
Well, here's what I'm
and
saying.
And that's one key. And two, the temper tantrums behind the scenes are bad enough for his offensive lineman to come on this show and talk about maturity.
Oh, my God. Max got me thinking he got a bib on with a pacifier in his mouth.
That's what I say for my 2-year-old.
My God. But here's what I would say, though, Max. He didn't get hurt. See, when you say wear down, right?
Yeah.
He didn't get hurt at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was able to bounce back from those injuries. I think you pay him. I think Arizona's going to pay him. It's just going to take a minute to get there.
He is a sensational talent. There's no two ways about it. Is the Lakers' job a good one? Is their next head coach actually on their current roster? Active roster? That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Is it a good job or not?
It's LeBron James. Everybody says he's a coach anyhow, so might as well put him in charge.
I like the idea. It eliminates a big problem for the Lakers. You can have a player coach. Why not?
38 years old. You're towards the twilight part of your career where you're trying to chase Jordan championships. Now go coach the team on top of being an all-star.
You guys don't think that LeBron James and a healthy AD turns things into a good job.
How do you say a healthy AD with a straight face?
John J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Lakers job, a good job? Is there a better coach for LeBron than LeBron?
You sound fully caffeinated right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was so I needed so much caffeine this morning that I've had two double shots.
You've had too much now?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm buzzing. Got to burn some of this.
His eyes. Look at his eyes. His eyes are like.
Know what it is, guys? The Yankees games are keeping me up past 11. And, you know, I got to get up at 3:30 in the morning. So yeah. Too many consecutive days like that. All right. Ryan in Texas. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Glad to be on the show. I agree with J. Will earlier as far as Popovich. The franchise of the Lakers is legendary, but I think the job is bad. And if you look at the track record of head coaches with LeBron James, their lifespan is about like a fly here in Texas. The wind's going to hit them and hit a windshield. What was the guy's name in Cleveland?
David Blatt.
Yeah. Great coach, ends up getting booted. The lifespan of head coaches with LeBron is not very good. All the people that y'all agreed with, except for Jackson, Coach K and Popovich, older guys are going to be the right people. Key, you said Popovich is 1,000 years old. LeBron is kind of 1,000-year-old in player years. He's not got much left. Get somebody that can maybe run the show that has some experience and don't ruin another young coach's career.
Only coach that I've ever seen get moved on from in LeBron is David Blatt. Who else got moved on, Jay?
Well, there's a pretty recent example, Key.
Well, that's
a pretty recent example.
I mean, outside of Frank Vogel, but
well, that's two
I'm
dudes.
Saying, okay, that's it. And LeBron's been playing how long?
But okay, he couldn't
18 years.
Excuse me, he couldn't move Spoelstra out. That couldn't happen because Pat Riley is sitting there. That
but why would you move Spoelstra out when you went to 3 championships?
Nevertheless, he couldn't. So that was not a possibility. Then he gets to Cleveland. First thing he does is move the coach out. Right. Then he leaves Cleveland. Gets to L.A. The only two times he really had the opportunity to move a coach out in the last 10 years, well, guys, he moved him out both times.
All right, so let's go through. Luke Walton, Key?
Man, come on, stop, man.
Mike Brown?
No, Mike Brown got the deal done, but he just couldn't finish the deal.
Paul Silas?
I don't know Paul Silas. I don't remember that one.
I'm just trying. Yeah, he's had
I don't remember Paul
Silas.
But he
don't want to be called a coach killer. Look, the thing about LeBron James as the idea of him as a coach, whether – okay, I said don't take it literally. Let's take it literally for a second. Jay, LeBron is a basketball genius and all that. He doesn't want to be accountable for being the shot caller or called a coach killer or whatever. Hold him accountable. Give him the job. I don't think he would take the job. But if he did, I think it could work.
I just don't know how you – so, all right.
Fire himself.
Key, let me bring you a
talk. Yeah, he had himself fired in like 5 days. And then he denied it.
I guess this is how you would do it, though, right? Like you have an assistant coach – who kind of makes the calls, but you have the optionality to veto the calls. Because I go into my mind as a point guard. There's so much I have to manage. Time and situation, score, touches. Like to add personnel decisions, substitution patterns.
You think LeBron's not already thinking about who he wants to play?
You are, but it's hard to think about both while you're in mid-game
action. So you get a lieutenant there, as you said, where you farm out a lot of those logistics stuff, logistical things to him. But you know when it's like, hey, you know what, Jay, get in here, Key, sit down, da-da-da. You know, like,
I mean, he's kind of already doing that during timeouts anyway.
I was about to say, he's already doing that anyway, though. Yeah. When you're the leader of a team, you already having conversations with personnel decision makers and head coaches about certain sets and plays that you're going to run. So he's already doing it.
Imagine LeBron undermining himself
the
to the media
stuff. The
fact that
we're discussing this right now is even absurd.
LeBron gets before the media. He's
why
like
is it absurd? That I need to know.
Because we just diminish what head coaches do on a day-to-day
LeBron
basis.
LeBron diminishes what head coaches do. Like,
Stop, Evan.
He just has a high cap for winning championships. You have the greatest player on the planet. You want to win a championship every single year.
Yes.
And if you don't meet that criteria, then people are ready to move on.
But he wants to win a championship, yet the team was putting a championship team together for him, and then he decided to undermine it and go get Russell Westbrook. Does he want to win a championship or does he want to play with his friends?
That's being a GM, that's not being a coach.
Did LeBron James, if in fact all is true, screw up the current roster, the makeup of the Lakers? If it's true, yes. Did Frank Vogel get fired for the wrong reasons and became the fall guy in this situation? Yes. All of that is true, Evan. But the dude done been in the league like 18 years, done been to like 10 championships, done everything.
Yeah. His so maybe he's a coach.
Smash cut to the scene.
That's a hell of a resume to make as your head coach.
LeBron James is going to Genie bus. He's like, Genie, listen, you got to get rid of the coach. Yeah, but LeBron, that's you. Yeah. But you got to get rid of me as coach because I'm terrible. I don't know what I'm doing, and you got to bring in this other guy. Well, okay, and then they're up there at the press conference like, look, I don't make these decisions. I'm just a player. Yeah, but you just got yourself fired as a coach. No, he does not want to be held accountable. Like, that's like an SNL skit. You could put that on TV. He does not want to be held accountable. I still don't get it. And, Key, you explained this earlier. It just kind of feels better not to be that guy. But it's so transparent that he's calling shots. Not all the shots, but many of the shots.
Think about it, man.
Up there and deny it's kind of ridiculous.
What was he supposed to say? What would you have liked for him to say?
I would have liked him to say this.
I
had an idea about Westbrook coming here. I thought it would work. I think largely because of injuries, it didn't work.
But now it really didn't work.
I think probably the coach had something to do with it. And we're going to move on from the coach. And, yeah, I signed off on it.
Max, you know what you're living in right now? You're living in fantasy world as a press guy.
Okay.
Right, Evan? That's what he's living in fantasy world.
I'm getting in as a press guy, too, because, Key, I got to ask you a question quick. You were against Doc Rivers in the last hour. Would you rather have Doc Rivers as the coach of the Lakers or LeBron James?
Neither. I would have
neither. No, either one.
No, I'm not. I don't live in that world where I have to pick one. No. But, and Max, I will follow up your statement by saying, so what are you planning to do with Russell Westbrook?
They can't do anything with Russell Westbrook because he has an immovable contract.
Oh, but you can do something.
You wanted him.
Now he's no longer there. You're stuck with
him. LeBron
How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? How are you going to help this team win a championship?
We're going to get together in the offseason. We don't know what all the options are. We don't know what the market for any of our players is at the moment. We don't know about the health of everyone going into next year. We have to look at the cap, et cetera, et cetera. You tell the truth.
Why didn't you want Mr. LeBron James? How come you didn't want DeMar DeRozan, Mr. LeBron?
It's not that I didn't want DeMar. I thought Westbrook would be even better.
Oh, why? Did you? Oh, really?
Because what? I felt that what? He could take he could what? He could what? Take the what? Burden off of Eve, off of me when, you know, inevitably because of age I miss some time.
Key, this man would dig himself a 100-foot hole.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
He does it all the time.
Come back in a matter of moments.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.